For WHJE Radio, I'm Phoebe Cade with Mrs. Cassidy, Carmel High School's theater arts teacher. On January 22nd, she traveled with Carmel students to Vincennes University for the annual Indiana State Thespian Conference. During this interview, we'll talk about the experience and what it's like for students who attend.
What is the general experience of the State Thespian Conference for students?
Well, that is a bit of a loaded question. It's just a long weekend with lots of stuff. So I guess like the reason kids like to go is for two reasons. One is a lot of them get to compete in individual events. So they get to perform monologues or songs, solos, duets, group scenes. We have, and even our tech students compete in different, I think we had a stage manager and lighting design this year maybe. And we've had people do costumes and things before. So that's one of the first reasons kids like to go, is they like to compete against all these other schools in the state of Indiana with their like individual skills. The second reason why students really like to go is pretty much every year, at least every year in the last 9 years I've been here, we have placed for second or third at our regional conference. So we've been able to take a short play to the state competition, and then we compete against, once again, that's a group of kids, you know, that are all involved in the play, and they compete against all the other schools in Indiana that come. And this year there were 60 schools represented and about 12 or 13 schools that also got to present a play that we got to compete against. So, and then there really is, I guess, a third reason kids like to go, and that is just so that they can hang out with their friends and get to watch tons of plays and do lots of theater workshops. And then the tech students compete in something called the Tech Challenge, where they get to show off their individual skills in tech too. So just a lot of really fun things if you love theater and tech theater.
Mm-hmm. So what all did Carmel do for the competition? Like, what did the actors and actresses do, and what did the techies do?
So we took 34 students, and of those 34, I'd say I think about 30 kids participated in either an acting individual event or a tech individual event. So 30 kids participated in that, and of all of those kids that participated, 32 of them, no, sorry, 34 kids, we had 30 compete, so about 28 of them walked away with either an excellent ribbon in their skill or a superior ribbon. And we had one group place best in show for their work. That's all the individual competitions. And then with the tech challenge, there's two groups of tech students, two groups of four, and they competed to, like, they did knot tying, they did rope coiling, they did focusing a light, and I know there's at least folding of a curtain, and I think that might be it. There might be one more, so they did all these different challenges, and we had some kids that won individual awards for being the fastest at completing those skills, and then we also had a team of four students who, if you add up all of those scores, they had the least amount of time, and therefore they placed first among all the other schools that competed in that. And then for the play, we brought Mr. Peterson, directed a show this year called Girls Like That, and those students in the play competed on the main stage, so they got to perform their piece, Girls Like That, on the main stage for, we had a great time slot, so actually pretty much everybody at the conference was there to see our show. And they placed first in the competition of schools. Like I said, there's 12 or 13 other schools. And actually, you want to get the lowest score. And they scored a 4. And the next lowest score after that was a 10. So they really scored super well. Yeah, and they placed first, like I said. Yeah, it was a very good year for us. And all of our students did awesome.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me a bit about the play? What was it about and who performed in it?
Yeah. Girls Like That is, like I said, it was directed by Mr. Peterson, and it was a play that we actually performed down at the Indie Fringe Festival back in August, and then we performed it at the regional, and then, of course, then we once again performed it at State. And Girls Like That is basically a show. It's an all-female cast. Let me see if I can remember everybody in it. There is Ashley O'Tara, Sarah Tai, Anya Reese, Madeline Withers, Kate Milazzo, Sarah Biette, and Rachel Glate. I believe that's the cast. And they basically, it's very prompt, like a great play for high school students right now in the world. It's basically about this girl who makes a poor choice, but anyhow, has a naked picture taken of her, and then it starts getting, you know, sent around everybody. And I guess the biggest thing is that instead of the girls making the choice to delete it and to, you know, move from that point, they all kind of decide, you know, oh, someone else will delete it, and they sort of send it on. And it's basically sort of like how girl culture can be sometimes, where we're just not very nice to each other and not very supportive of one another. And in contrast to that, there is another character that's played by Madeline Withers, who is technically who the photo is supposed to be about. But we see her doing these monologues throughout the piece about how you find out at the end, but she is telling stories of all the women of her family since like the 1920s, and about how they sort of overcame hurdles in their time period, and how they like really helped women to have more rights, and helped women to, you know, they were just strong women throughout history. And I think that the cool thing about the play is we see how these girls today, after women have worked so hard to try to gain a place for themselves in this world and try to, you know, be more equal to men, that we find that these girls are being mean to other girls instead of supporting them. And yet, you know, the character of Scarlett, played by Madeline Withers, is showing, like, you know, why are we being like this? Why are we treating each other like this? Why don't we, you know, it's essentially about bullying too. Like, why are we bullying each other? Why can't we be supportive of each other? Because, you know, anyhow, it's a great play.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that you saw plays from other schools.
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite from another school?
I think my favorite play was somebody brought the musical Bonnie and Clyde. And now you only have 45 minutes to perform. So usually you just sort of see a cutting or a pared down version of the musical or play. But yeah, Bonnie and Clyde, and I just really liked, they had some cool tech things happening, especially for having to bring the whole set in and put it up and lights and music and everything. And they just had some intense characters, and I just really liked it. Their music, their singing of their was really good too. So that was probably, that was the one I was afraid was going to beat us. I was very anxious about that. They did a nice job.
I'm Phoebe Kane for WHJE Carmel. Here with me is Mrs. Cassidy, Carmel's theater arts teacher. We've talked about the competition part of the State Thespian Conference, and now we'll talk more about Carmel High's influence there.
How many schools usually attend?
It has definitely been growing over the past, you know, years that we've been taking students. And like I said earlier, this year there were 60 schools that went, and I think that's the most that I've ever seen.
Are the other schools that attend, like, a lot closer to Vincennes University than we are?
No, actually, there are a ton of schools that come from northeastern Indiana, up in, like, Maryville and Cherville and Highland and all that area. They had a very long drive to get there. There are some schools from, like, the Evansville area that come over. But basically, the reason why we have it at we had it at Vincennes this year. Other years, it's been at University of Indianapolis. And another year it was at Huntington University. So we've definitely sort of moved around a little bit. Obviously, we like it when it's closer by. But, you know, Vincennes, it's nice to be hosted by a university. And they have a beautiful theater to work in. So it was a little bit of a drive, but for a good reason.
Yeah. How long has Carmel been going?
I know that in 1999, Mr. Peterson brought Picnic to the state competition and won, and then brought it on to the International Thespian Conference that's held in June. So I know they've been going at least since 1999, and my guess is probably before that too.
Mm-hmm. So you've been going just since you came to Carmel High School?
Yeah, well, I used to go when I was in high school. So when I started teaching, I taught at Bishop Chittard High School before I worked here. I brought my students to state every year then, but we didn't always take a show. It was a one-woman show, and it was just really tough to get it together to bring a show. But since I started working here at Carmel, yes, I've gone every year.
So the theme of the conference this year was the scene of the crime. How did they incorporate that into activities?
I feel like the biggest, I mean, obviously it was sort of the theme. So it was on the shirts and it was on the programs and stuff. I feel like where it was, and I think that there is something called the ISTO or STO student. It's like a student group that kind of helps be in charge of the conference. And I think they were doing some things like a scavenger hunt and like some things that were related to the theme. I saw the theme come out the most at the big dance they had that Saturday evening, where kids dressed up like our girls from Girls Like That, all dressed up from characters from Clue, the movie. But I also saw people, like another one of our students did like makeup across her face that was like caution tape, and then like a lot of other kids were dressed up in different things along those lines. So that's where I saw the theme come out the most.
So how can students get involved in the competition for next year?
Really, they can. I talk about it a lot in my theater classes. So if you don't have a theater class with me, you're probably Mr. Seelig. I know he talks about it a lot too. Then you may not find out about it. But basically, anyone is welcome to go that would like to come with us. It does cost money. You do have to pay for it. But anybody can go, and pretty much anyone can sign up to compete. The only thing is that they only accept 5 people in each of the categories. So I know, like, we had 5 kids sign up for monologue, so that got full, that category became full. And then I think we had 5 people sign up for solo musical, and in that case, some people just started pairing up and doing duets and group scenes and stuff, so that, you know, they could be in other categories. So it's not first come, first serve. If we would have had more than 5 people who really wanted to do monologues, we would have had like a runoff and then picked the best 5, and they would have been able to go. But luckily, it worked out the way it did. And then with tech, pretty much whatever technical aspect you really are passionate about, you can choose that. And there's all these requirements of, I mean, I know there was a year where I had 2 different students who built costumes and brought those. And then, of course, you know, there's people present binders that show lighting design and sound design and costume design and stage managing and marketing and some other things. So basically, you just sign up for it and then you do the work. And then with the tech challenge, you once again, you just kind of sign up, and you have to have 4 people to a group. So I know Seelig would probably make as many groups as need be, as long as he had the students to do it. Like I said, this year we took 2 groups of 4, so 8 people competed in that. But it's all about just signing up and being willing to go and spend the weekend.
The Indiana State Thespian Conference takes place January every year. If Carmel students involved in the theater department are interested in attending next year's, see Mrs. Cassidy or Mr. Peterson for details. For WHJE, this has been Phoebe Cade with Mrs. Cassidy. For more stories like this, visit WHJE.com.